Sorry, we're getting a little bit over time here. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Of the observance of the Rath Yatra festival. So Rath Yatra is a very special festival because it's very widespread throughout our Hare Krishna movement. It was a festival that was very dear to Srila Prabhupada when he was very young. He enacted a Rath Yatra festival in his home. He had the small deities of Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra on a small wagon, and he pulled them in a cart, and all of his friends and neighbors and family members and their friends joined in. He was a small boy, about 5 years old. He had seen or heard of this Rath Yatra festival. So as a small child, he was manifesting his activities as a Rath Yatra participant by pulling this chariot with the Jagannath deities in it. And later in life, when Srila Prabhupada came to the West to start the Hare Krishna movement, he started this Rath Yatra festival, first in 1967 in San Francisco. He made a design. It was a picture he drew of a flatbed truck, a little truck with a flatbed on the back. And on this flatbed truck, he drew a canopy, a four-pillared canopy, four pillars about 3 or 4 inches in diameter, and then a canopy with four triangles pitched to a point in the middle. About this canopy was about 4 or 5 feet square. And facing out the back of the canopy was Lord Jagannath, facing the opposite way of the truck, and then on both sides, sticking out, facing out at right angles to the deity at the back, were the deities of Lord Jagannath and Lady Subhadra. So this was to be the first Rath Yatra festival. Prabhupada called a few of us to his room and showed us this diagram. We had had Jagannath deities in the temple. These were the first Jagannath deities. These are the, for those of you who don't know, the Jagannath deities are the ones who are missing on the altar today. They were taken out to have their bath. And it's traditional that at this time of year, even in the great temple in Puri, where Jagannath, in his original Jagannath form, resides, he somehow or other contracts a cold, like a common flu, and therefore he's taken away to be cured for the 2 weeks prior to the great Rath Yatra festival, for which millions of people attend every year. This takes place in June, actually, in Puri, according to the lunar calendar. So, in pursuance of this festival, Prabhupada decided to start this great festival in the Western world, as he was very attached to these festivals in his childhood. So he called us up to look at the drawing and explain where these deities should go. The Jagannath deities first arrived in the West, officially in a temple, in 1967. They were located in an import store called Cost Plus in San Francisco. And one of Prabhupada's disciples acquired a small deity of Jagannath and brought it up to his room and showed it to him. And as soon as Prabhupada saw the deity, he said, Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume. That means, Lord Jagannath. Jagannath means Lord of the universe. Jagat means great or world or universe. Natha means the Lord, and Jagannath means Lord of the universe. There's an English word, juggernaut, we get from this, which means something very great or big. They call the big semi-trailers juggernaut trucks. So when Prabhupada saw this, he said, Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatumi, O my dear Lord of the universe, please be visible unto me. So he looked very admiringly at Lord Krishna in the form of Jagannath, and while he was gazing at this beautiful form of Lord Jagannath, which was an import from India, just like the deity we have on the altar, same colors but very small, one of the other devotees in the room said, well, I could make a big one like that. So Prabhupada immediately, without missing a beat, said, then do it. And then he instructed him to make this deity about 3 feet high. And he asked the devotee who got it from the import store to get the two companion deities, which were Lady Subhadra, sister of Krishna, and Balaram, the brother of Krishna. So she did this, and it was her husband who carved the deity. His name is Shyamasundar Das. And the original wood from which these deities were carved were railroad ties. gotten from an old railroad yard, or a railroad yard, but they were old railroad ties. So using the small Jagannath as a model, Shyamasundar carved Jagannath, then Baladev and Subhadra, and they were duly installed in the temple in San Francisco above the little Kartamashad deity of Krishna. And they were then installed, and offerings were made to them daily. So Prabhupada's drawing of this truck included depictions of these three deities, Jagannath facing out the back, Subhadra and Balaram facing to the sides. And then he drew the cloth that would be the canopy leading up from the pillars up to the point in the middle, and asked the devotees to have a festival on the back of this truck from the temple down to the sea beach. The Pacific Ocean was about 5 miles from the temple, which was on Frederick Street in the Haight-Ashbury area. So with very little notice, I think it was only 3 or 4 weeks, devotees hastily constructed this canopy, installed the deities, and made ready for this festival. And it was on the back of a truck. A small generator was acquired so that the sound system, two large speakers at the back of the truck, could be heard. And that was the electric power. And I remember being in the cabin of this truck while this small gas generator was burning. And it was very suffocating, to say the least, and very noisy. In those days, they weren't very sophisticated, so they're extremely noisy, and a lot of carbon monoxide was coming out the back. At any rate, this was the first Jagannath festival, and it went from Stanyan Street on the south side of the park, of Golden Gate Park, south to the beach, the Pacific Ocean, about 5 miles. And many people joined, many people, hundreds of people joined in. And at the end of the route, there was a big distribution of prasadam, very sumptuous, sweet rice and puris and many other nice preparations, some of which we'll be experiencing later tonight. So that was the first Rath Yatra. And that night, what time do we end the class? 7:30. Prabhupada was nearby in a place called Stinson Beach, which was north of San Francisco. To get to Stinson Beach, one had to pass over an area which was very hilly, redwood forest. I think it was part of what's called Muir Woods. And the roadway is very zigzaggy, hairpin turns like this, all up one bank and down the other side of the mountain. So the devotees, after the deities were returned to the temple and the festival ended and the procession was over, somehow managed to mount this truck, because they all wanted to see Prabhupada. His health was he was a little ill. So somehow, through the windy trek and through the night, everybody held on, and about a dozen devotees sitting on the back of this flatbed truck went out to tell Prabhupada the report of the Rath Yatra festival. And he was very, very happy. It was worth the hardship many times over to see how thrilled he was that this first Rath Yatra festival was carried out with such success and so much pomp and so much celebrating. Lots of kirtan all the way through, singing the Lord's holy name, and then a big feast at the end. So he was very happy that the first Rath Yatra was successful. So the Rath Yatra festival goes back many years, many, many years in India. The festival is based upon taking these deities out in a great Rath. Rath means cart or chariot. And in India, on a street called the Grand Route in Puri, which is in the east coast of India, in Orissa, this festival takes place every year. It leaves from the city of Jagannath Puri. The city of Jagannath Puri is said to be one of the most important holy cities in the world, and one of the four major holy places in India. It's so sacred, it is said that the denizens of the higher planetary system see all the residents of Jagannath Puri as four-handed, like the four-handed Vishnu or Narayan deity. So it's not an ordinary thing for one to be born in this part of the world, in Orissa. So the deities mount this chariot. They're very large, about 5 feet tall. And then the procession takes many, many hours. It proceeds to Gundicha. And the deities stay at this place, which is near the seashore, for 1 week. And then the deities mount the chariot again, and then they're returned. There's one deity on each chariot. These chariots are very, very large. Each one has about 12 wheels on it, and each chariot is about the size of this room and has a big canopy. Each one has a different color. So the deities are placed on their chariots. At the end of a week, they return back to Puri and come back to the temple. So this is a time when the deities actually are seen by millions of people as they progress along the grand route and then on to Gundicha. And then when they return, the return is called the Ultrarath, or the return journey. Now also, at the same time in Calcutta, there's a great festival put on by the ISKCON temple. The temple has been there for approximately 20 years. And there are three big chariots constructed. And they also, they move from the temple at 3 Albert Road to a place called Deshapriya Park. That also is about a 6 or 7 hour journey. And when it began, there was some opposition because the government of West Bengal in particular is communist dominated. So there was some resistance to having a spiritual festival. Nonetheless, the festival took place and many people joined in. Then some years later, it continued every year. There was a move to have it made a holiday throughout the whole state and throughout the city of Calcutta. So that was also met with a lot of resistance because a lot of atheistic people ran the government at that time. So it didn't actually come to pass that it was a national holiday, but what has happened over the years, this festival doesn't take place on Sunday traditionally, but it takes place during a weekday because it follows the lunar calendar. People just took off from work and undeclared it became a holiday. So actually what happens is the whole city of Calcutta shuts down for this festival. And people line the streets 8-10 deep on both sides. I've been to it, so I'm not just making this up. And proceeds to this big park, Deshapriya Park. There's a big festival there for a week, and then after a week it comes back, again with huge numbers of people. As I said, 8, 10, 15, in some places 20 deep, both sides of the road for 6 miles. And people are literally fighting in a friendly way to get at the ropes, to pull the deities, because the chariots are pulled only by the human power of the people pulling the ropes. So it's a wonderful, wonderful scene. Actually, for many of you who've been to Calcutta, you know that it's a bit of a grayish kind of city, and many of its facilities are debilitated in so many ways it's sort of fallen apart, you might say. But when the chariots of Lord Jagannath appear on the scene and thousands of people come forth in their beautiful new clothes and saris and dhotis and beautiful pavitras and garlands decorating them, the whole town appears to come alive, very much so. And people are standing on the rooftops, on their balconies, in their windows, throwing flowers, and the devotees are throwing out cookies and flowers from the chariot. So it's a very unusually festive occasion, and the whole city is brightened and very, very colorful. There's also a Jagannath temple near our Mayapur headquarters in Mayapur. Many of you have been there. Some of you know about it. It's not so far from Calcutta, about 4 hours to the north and the west. It's a very beautiful little Jagannath temple. And it also has an interesting history. I won't go into it. It's a bit of a long story. But to make it short, there was one man who was a great devotee of Lord Jagannath who lived in that area. He unfortunately was blind, but he was always praying to see the Lord somehow. And he wanted to actually see a temple established of the Lord. His name was Jagadish Ganguly. So in a dream one time, the Lord came to him and said that if you wander out into the Ganga runs along that area very close to where this temple is now situated, and if you reach your hands out, you will find a very big log. Please drag that log to the shore and bring that log to a sculptor. He gave him the name of the sculptor who he should see. And that log will be separated into 3 parts. And from that log, this sculptor will carve Lord Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra. So following the vision in his dream, he waded out into the Ganga, extended his arms, and sure enough, this big log came into his arms, which he dragged to the shore. And he then commissioned a sculptor. And he explained to him the look of Lord Jagannath, what he should be like, what his eyes were like, what his hands were like, and so on. The sculptor, unfortunately, was suffering from leprosy. And he told him that he couldn't possibly sculpt a deity of Jagannath because he was in such pain and his limbs were actually beginning to deteriorate and even fall off. And they were bleeding profusely because he had an advanced case of leprosy. Nonetheless, Mr. Ganguly pleaded with him that the Lord came to me in a dream. So whatever he asks to happen in a dream, whatever he orders, we cannot refuse. No matter how impossible it may seem to enact, we must try. So he began painfully, picked up his chisel and hammer, could barely hold them, and he, at the urging of Jagadish Ganguly, began to try to strike the wood. And at first it was very painful. He was crying out in pain, but as he began to carve the wood, the pain gradually abated, and miraculously more and more strength came into his fingers and his arms, and after some time he was actually able to begin to sculpt without any pain, and the strength in his hands came back, and his disease appeared to go away. So as he continued, he got stronger and stronger, his leprosy appeared to go away, and finally he completed the beautiful Jagannath deities, and just at that moment Jagadish Ganguly's eyesight returned, and he could see the completed deity of Jagannath, Subhadra, and Baladeva. So there's much more to this story. This goes back several hundred years, but the same deities which were sculpted in this way are now visible and present in the Jagannath Mandir near the Mayapur temple. And about 6 years ago, this temple, which housed the deities, was also in a very debilitated state. There was very little worship of the deities. The pujari was almost never present. There were no offerings of food. It was taken over by the Hare Krishna movement, ISKCON, and it is now a very popular temple in the region. There are full-time pujaris there. Some residences have been built in this area, and it is now a very vibrant and active temple of Jagannath. So the original Jagannaths in Puri go back to a time when Indradyumna was the king of Orissa, and he had a vision of a Jagannath, of Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra, now we call them Jagannath, coming from Dwarkapuri to Kurukshetra. So he thought that he would like to have these three lords in his temple. So he commissioned a very famous architect. Sometimes he is said to be Vishwakarma, the virtual architect of the universe, one of the great and powered demigods, to sculpt these three deities to sit in this temple. So he did that, but Vishwakarma, in his then incarnation form, known as a great devotee sculptor, said that I'll carve these deities, but on one condition. I won't charge you for them, but you must not interrupt my work. You must leave me here to sculpt them. And if you do so without interrupting me, I'll finish the work. But if you interrupt, I will stop. So he began his sacred work, his labor of love, devotional love, and King Indradyumna became rather impatient. And his impatience grew and grew, and finally he decided to go and have a look. And he opened the temple doors, and at that moment the great devotee sculptor stopped his work, and the deities were left unfinished. And this is one of the explanations given why we see the deities of Jagannath, Baladeva, and Subhadra, apparently in their primitive form, unfinished form, with their arms just like doves and their faces not completely rounded and beautiful like we see Krishna. So this is the reason given why this form of Krishna is like that. Now, nonetheless, this beauty is unique, and it's sometimes said that Jagannath's beauty is in his crudeness. When Prabhupada saw the Jagannath deity from the store, many devotees immediately got them and started wearing them. Prabhupada encouraged them they should wear them, and it became very fashionable. Everyone was wearing a Jagannath deity around the neck in 1968-67 period of the Haight-Ashbury. Became a very popular figure. When Lord Chaitanya went to the temple of Jagannath to see him, of Jagannath Puri, he was so struck that he could barely utter the name. He was so struck with the beauty, even though very crude. This beauty was so superlative that he couldn't even utter the name of Jagannath. He was just chanting Jaja Gaga like that, and he went into a trance, overwhelmed by the supreme pristine beauty of this deity, of Lord Jagannath. So Lord Jagannath is now famous all over the world, in as much as Prabhupada has started these Rath Yatra festivals, like the one in San Francisco, and the one we'll be having here in San Diego in 2 weeks, in cities like Los Angeles, Laguna Beach, Chicago, Montreal, Vancouver, Dallas, Houston, New York, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and then all over South America, Brazil, Buenos Aires, Ecuador, London, Paris, all over India, many, many in India. So I think there are 20 or 30 taking place in India, and Melbourne, Sydney in Australia, in Japan, in Tokyo. Lord Jagannath is becoming known. He's becoming very famous. In fact, I remember when Lord Jagannath first came to San Francisco, a picture appeared in the newspaper about 2 weeks after his installation. It was a picture of all the devotees bowing down. Big picture, like 8.5 by 11 on the front page of the San Francisco Chronicle. And they were all bowing down, and you could see from the back, and in the front was Lord Jagannath holiday with his body. A very mysterious picture to put on the front page of the San Francisco Chronicle newspaper. But Lord Jagannath was so attractive that they decided to put it on the front page. There's another version as to why the Lord is sometimes manifest in this stunted form. Of course, the festival of Jagannath, it commemorates or it's symbolic of the journey of Krishna, Balaram, and Subhadra from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. When the Lords came to Kurukshetra, the gopis all came from Vrindavan to meet them. It was like a big reunion. And many of Krishna's friends and family members also came to Kurukshetra and came from Dwarka Puri. So the gopis were praying to the Lord that we want you to come with us back to Vrindavan, because in Vrindavan, life is very simple. And you're not wearing your royal helmet. You're not surrounded by your great infantry and entourage and all your royal courtesans. But you're there in your simple form as a cowherd boy. So we are longing to relish your association, Radharani was saying, in that form, with the beautiful breezes, and they were reciting beautiful, beautiful Sanskrit verses about the different flowers and the fragrances that they emanated when they were with Krishna in prior days in Vrindavan. So they were begging him to go with them from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. So this is actually what is symbolized by this procession. And Lord Chaitanya was present in Puri when the Bhatiyatra festival was taking part, and he was in his ecstatic mood of Radharani. His gold complexion is also like Radharani's golden complexion. And sometimes he would dally behind the cart of Lord Jagannath, and the cart would stop because Lord Jagannath, or Krishna, was waiting for Lord Chaitanya, or Radharani, to catch up with him so that he could go forward. So there was a transcendental exchange going on constantly during the Rathiyatra festival when Lord Chaitanya was present as Radharani, remembering the mood of Radharani trying to lure Jagannath to Vrindavan. So this is the esoteric meaning and principle behind the Rathiyatra festival. It's the moving of Krishna from one place to another, being lured by Radharani and the gopis. So this is a very wonderful festival. It's a very internal and important ecstatic pastime of the Lord and his relationship with his eternal consort, Radharani. And anyone who takes part in this, who even sees the Rathiyatra festival, what to speak of pulling the chariot of the Lord, gets great, great transcendental benefit for many, many lifetimes. So please take part in this festival when it occurs. It's in Balboa Park on the 18th of September, and you'll get great, great benefit. You'll see the beautiful form of the Lord, and you'll partake in a wonderful festival. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.